Welcome to the Why Not Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Thorpe. Let's jump right in. It's been a couple weeks since we dropped our other episode where we talked about just going after our dreams, just doing it. And I wanted to really talk about today the moments that we all experience after we get excited about saying we're going to go after something and do it. Those moments where we start to re-question ourselves, wondering, can I do this? Am I crazy for thinking I can do this? The moment where doubt and fear start to creep in. I want to talk about that today. Let's talk about what do we do? What do you do? How do we overcome this fear and doubt that creeps in after the excitement of saying we're going to do something? I know for myself, I've found things to do to take up my time as an excuse to not follow through on what I say I want to accomplish or I want to do and act on. One of them is this podcast. I was so excited to put myself out there and do it, but then the fear creeped in and the doubt of what are other people going to think? And I let that kind of get to me when in fact the people around me support what I want to do with doing a podcast. They think it's awesome. They think it's an opportunity to share my voice, to share my thoughts, my opinions. And I realize that I don't believe in myself like I should. And so maybe that's you. Maybe it's not that you really can't do something. It's the fact that you don't believe in yourself. And when you're going after a dream, you have to believe in yourself. It doesn't mean that you are free from fear and doubt. You're going to have those moments where it creeps in from all sorts of ways. Especially when you feel like, oh, I'm not so-and-so, so I'm not qualified. The standard of what you want to do in life should not be based upon other individuals. The standard should be based upon what do you want to do in your life to achieve your own happiness. For me, it is wanting to do a podcast, a weekly one, to where I can share my thoughts, my views, my opinions, and hopefully encourage and inspire other people. It doesn't mean that every person's going to relate to what I'm speaking about or even agree with what I'm saying. But it's an opportunity to come out of my introverted shell. I'm very introverted, but it gives me an opportunity to pull back that curtain and come out of my reserved self and share the feelings and the thoughts and the expressions that are true to who I am. That I really do get excited about doing things that I'm passionate about. Launching my own clothing line. Sure, I haven't had tons of sales since the launch. But I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. I've had a lot of support. And it's that support that has helped me feel successful and know that I am successful. Many times we define our own success based on the monetary result. But I believe sometimes that success can be determined on our own feelings of happiness and joy, and what we get out of doing those things that we desire to do. And I believe when you are passionate about going after those things, like I said, for me, it's the clothing line. It's doing this podcast. But I found the greatest reward is simply doing it. It's not from the results that I want to have or I think I could have or that I don't have. But the success is in doing it. How many people do you know in your friend circle, your people circle, or just in life that you have witnessed them being happy doing the things they love? Maybe they haven't made a lot of money from it, but they've enjoyed what they've done and what they are doing. That's how it is for me. Like, I'm just passionate about being able to share with other people and encourage other people to really go after their dreams and whatever that looks like for themselves. So if you're listening to this podcast, I want to encourage you that going after your dreams doesn't mean that the success of it is based on a monetary result, but it's about having that passion to just do something. And it's in that passion that you discover your purpose. For me, my purpose in life is, I believe, to inspire other people to go after their dreams. But as much as I am inspiring others and encouraging others, I've learned that I have to take my own advice. And sometimes taking your own advice is hard. It's so easy to give advice to other people. But when you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror and you realize, man, that was a great conversation last night with a friend or with a colleague. I gave them some great advice. But wouldn't it be nice if I took my own advice? So those are things that I am working through, that I am challenging myself. As I'm working on my clothing line, Gothier Worldwide, I've had to encourage myself and inspire myself to keep working at it. And one of those things is buying a sketchbook and just writing down ideas and thoughts. And while I've been doing that the last week or so, it's brought me to a place of comfort and peace and ease. It's made me feel like I'm not just setting the dream aside, but it's made me feel like I'm actually working on that dream. I'm continuing to develop it. Sometimes we think going after a dream and doing something ends once we put it out there. But really, that dream, you have to develop it. You have to refine it. I think about it, you know, when a potter is making pottery. They have to mold and shape the clay, and they have to refine it, sand it down, smooth it down, adjust some things, sometimes chip some things away. And I think that's what we have to be willing to do in our own life. We have to smooth things down, reshape some things, refine some things until we get it at a good place that we're comfortable with. But if you just make a pottery piece and set it on the shelf and never do anything with it, then you can't be disappointed when nothing happens with it. It's kind of like, you know, a salesperson. If they don't take the time to get to know the customer and to show them whatever they're trying to sell them, they can't get upset when that item just sits on the shelf. Like, you have to work at it. You have to grab it and make something happen with it. And that's what we have to do with our own things that we're going after. we have to be willing to share those ideas and visions and dreams with other people. And so I'm learning to share with my coworkers who have been instrumental in supporting Gothia Worldwide. They've also supported me in even doing this podcast. Just the fact that I'm doing something and I'm figuring it out. I think so much we overthink things in trying to go after things. And that's what I'm finding. Prior to recording this episode, I was watching a show on TV. And in the middle of it, I said, you know what? I have the time right now to stop and just record a podcast episode. There's no excuse. There's no reason not to. And so that's what I did. I put the show I was watching on pause and got everything together and said, I'm going to record this episode, this podcast. Because the reality is, you can't expect your dreams to manifest if you don't work for them. And working for your dreams is not easy. It can take years. I could do this podcast and it could take 2 or 3 years before I see success at it. But what is success for me now is simply just doing it. Maybe success in a year or two is where other people have heard this podcast and they want me to come and speak on their podcast. Or they simply just want to do an interview about what I'm doing. I don't know. But for right now, success is just simply doing it. Just taking the time out of my day, my week to record an episode. It doesn't have to be structured out with a script. But maybe there's just something that I know I want to talk about. And I just simply do it. I put everything to a side. I make time. I record an episode. So maybe you've related to what I'm saying. Maybe you got that excitement about going after your dreams and being like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stick with it. And then you found yourself 3 or 5 or 7 days later, not really following through. I'd like to encourage you. Maybe you need to get a whiteboard, put it on your refrigerator, make a checklist of things that you want to accomplish, write some deadline dates and stick with it. That's what I did for launching Gothia Worldwide. I had dates down. I was off on a couple of them. But what I put in my mind was to just do the things I said I was going to do and get them done as quickly as I could, even if I was past the date that I set. And I realized once I got past that and did everything, I launched it. Sure, I was off by a month because I wanted to launch it by a certain date and it didn't happen because really I got a little lazy. I got a little scared. I got a little insecure about, I don't know if I could do this. What are people going to think? But once I did it, I felt purpose. I felt success in the doing of it. And so whatever your dreams are that you have written down, maybe you don't have them written down, I encourage you, write them down, put them on your phone, put them on a piece of paper, put it on your refrigerator, your desk, wherever that you know you're going to see them every day. I know I'm going to my refrigerator every day in the morning to fix breakfast. So I have my whiteboard and I write stuff on it and I check things off and erase them as I get them done. Maybe that's what you need to do. So I'd encourage you, just consider to do that. And don't overthink. I think our biggest weakness as human beings is we overthink things. and we let the overthinking get into questioning. Should I do this? Can I do this? Am I qualified? Am I not qualified? Well, what if someone thinks this about me? You know, don't worry about all that. Just worry about yourself. I remember at a previous employer, one of my coworkers, they were telling me a story about their grandchild. And an encounter that they had at their daycare school. And I guess the grandchild, the response to something was, I'm going to mind my own business. I'm not going to worry about the other children around me and what's going on with them. And I think that's what we have to do with ourselves as human beings, you know, especially as adults. Don't worry about what other people are doing or not doing. Just worry about you. Because when you get caught up in other people, you start to compare yourself to them. Well, I'm not so-and-so. I haven't done what they've done for as long as they've done it. So I'm not qualified. I can't do this. I don't have anything that anybody would want to listen to. That's not true. There is people that want to be connected to whatever you are trying to do. Whatever your dreams, your passions are, there are people out there waiting to connect to that. They're waiting on you. The world is waiting on you. So I just want to challenge you to overcome the self-doubt, the fear, insecurities, the questioning. Take small steps and make things happen. Even when you don't feel like it. Even if you've had a rough week, just silence all the noise, all the insecurities, the challenges, and do something small that aligns with your dreams and your passions. How long are you going to make the world wait? How long are you going to make the people that you are supposed to reach and influence and have an impact on wait? If we waited in life for everything to be perfect, many of us would still be waiting. There's never going to be a perfect moment. But any moment is the perfect time to execute something. It's okay if it isn't what you want it to be the first time you do it. But just let each opportunity as you go to do something to fulfill your dreams as a learning experience. Don't let it become a place where you criticize yourself and you don't want to do it. But it's okay to be practical and real and, you know, just say like, hey, this isn't where I wanted to be, but at least I'm starting somewhere. I think about it with this podcast. I have all these big ideas to have a huge intro and a huge outro and all these different things. And then I realize, you know what, at the end of the day, that's just an extension of the dream. That's like a 2.0. But there's never going to be a 2.0 without the 1.0. So it's okay to have a big dream. Don't be afraid to just take small steps to make it happen. Each step you take forward is progress and success. I've heard people define success on education, money, fancy car, a big house. But to me, none of that is success. For me, my personal success is helping other people to fulfill their purpose in life. I desire to help other people live their life with purpose and walk in purpose. When I am helping other people do things that help them live in purpose and find purpose, that's where I find my own purpose. That's when I am most content with life. That's where I get my joy, my excitement. It's where I feel most fulfilled in life. It's helping other people. But if I don't do this podcast, if I don't do the clothing line, if I don't start to take baby steps at doing these things, then I'm never going to help other people even begin to understand how to live life with purpose or to walk in purpose. And if I don't do that, then I'll never experience my fulfillment of what I believe is my purpose in life. Maybe you're listening to this and you don't even know what your dreams are. I would want you to take a couple moments and just think about what are things that you have done or maybe currently doing that makes you have the most joy and happiness in life. Maybe that will help you to discover what you want to go after. What do you want to do? Sometimes we overthink it when people ask us what our dreams are. I used to say my dreams was having a big house, a nice BMW, and 100K in the bank. Those were my dreams. But over the years, a lot of that I've learned doesn't matter. Now, yes, I want a nice house. I currently have a nice car. Would I want a nicer car than the car I have? Sure. Do I have 100K in the bank? Absolutely not. But I have what I need. So it's learning how to separate your needs and your wants and finding your happiness and your joy in different ways, other than those things. Or maybe you have all that, but you're still not happy. Well, maybe your purpose in life is to help teach people how to acquire money. Maybe your purpose is to help teach people how to be disciplined in their finances. Maybe you work at a local fast food restaurant and you've been there for years. Maybe your success is simply teaching other people and inspiring other people how to make people have a nice day by giving them hope through your words and your service as they come through your drive-thru or as they come through your fast food chain or whatever it may be. as you've listened to this podcast, I want you to walk away today knowing that it's never too late. And all you have to do is to simply begin doing one little step, and you will be moving forward into success. Don't wait until tomorrow. In fact, stop anything you were planning on doing today and simply do one thing that will help you go after your dreams. Until next time, this is the Why Not Podcast with your host, Matthew Thorpe.